Vision.com today.
Money, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this little old show. I don't care what your stripes are, left of left, right of right, just confused. If you can formulate an opinion, you can give us a call. 800-259-5791. I say the number at the top so you can write it down on your hand. Because if you're like me, you probably forget numbers. 800-259-5791. Poor, poor Matt Johnson, the man that you often talk to when you call to get on the show. I can't tell you how many times in the course of knowing Matt, I've given him a number for somebody we were going to have on. And unfortunately, I transposed the numbers. It's brutal. It happens. You know, all of a sudden he's dialing a different area code. I don't know how many of you have that problem. You know what the problem is? It's a little thing called the iPhone. And what do we do if the iPhone goes dead? How many of you actually have an address book with numbers in it somewhere? I guarantee you, I'm going to say this with all the confidence in the world. I'm going to say that probably 85% of you have no such thing. That's dead on arrival. Nobody has that. Nobody has old school address books where they put numbers in. So if you lose your cell phone that has all those numbers, if the cell phone doesn't work, you're stuck. And plus, you probably have a contact list, so you just hit the button, you hit the name, hit the button, whatever, boom, and it goes to that person. So you might not even know most of the numbers that you have of your friends. You probably call them all the time or text them or whatever, and you really don't know their numbers. I'm just saying. That means you're probably smart enough to run for Congress. Can't remember numbers? Perfect. You would do well in Congress. All right, State of the Union Address, that's going to be all the talk on Tuesday. And, of course, we'll analyze that on our Tuesday show, take a bunch of calls from you. You can grade it on a scale of 1 to 10. Hopefully, you'll be watching some of it. You should, because let's hear what the president has to say. What direction are we going in? Are we all getting along on the Hill? Is that what we foresee happening in the near future? And what about health care? Will that be brought up? I'm thinking probably not. I'm probably not the healthcare thing, but probably a slew of other things. Rahm Emanuel, I think, was winded earlier in the day on Monday when he found out that he's not going to be on the ballot in the race for mayor of the Windy City, Chicago. After all, he assumed it was a layup. He left the White House, boom. Here, all of a sudden, Daley's out. He knew he would be in. A lot of people owed him favors. He had a high popularity among the people who were taking the polls in the local newspapers and whatnot. But lo and behold, there was this one little factoid that an appeals court said, yeah, I don't think so. He hasn't lived in Chicago for a year. You have to live in Chicago for at least a year leading up to the election. Now, there is a way around it. The end game is to get to the Illinois Supreme Court. What do you want to bet that the Illinois Supreme Court rules in the favor of Rahm Emanuel? If it were me, if it were you, forget about it. If I decided I was going to go back and run for mayor of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, which is where I'm from, they would not put me on the ballot. I don't care who my friends were. Even in Cherry Hill, they wouldn't do it because I haven't been living there for a year. Unless I give them my mother's address or someone else's address. But I don't know that that would fly either because I just know it. I'd be bounced, right? Here's what Rahm Emanuel had to say upon learning that it was a no-go when he was going to have to bust a move to get all this stuff in to the Illinois Supreme Court.
I have no doubt that we will, in the end, prevail at this effort. As my father always used to say, nothing's ever easy in life. I still own a home here. Look forward to moving into it one day. Vote from here. Pay property taxes here. I do believe that the people of the city of Chicago deserve the right to make a decision of who they want to be their next mayor. I think obviously this will go to the next level, to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has an obligation, given they'll hear the case to make a decision quickly, so both not only the voters have the clarity that they need, but there's a clarity to the issues that are discussing in front of the voters. The city has big issues facing it, and it clearly has a budget crisis. It has a crisis in its schools, and it has no doubt a crisis in the safety of its streets.
Yeah, there you go. Rahm has spoken. Brian in Missouri, you get a chance next. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Kay. Sounds like something we heard last year for the Illinois governor's race there in Chicago.
Yeah, there you go.
The main reason that I called tonight was I heard by far the biggest outrage that I had ever heard so far this year, and probably one of the biggest ones that I had heard ever today.
Uh-huh.
And because I thought a public library is supposed to be free regardless on where you go to an extent, right?
Yes.
I found a public library today that to just use their computer, if you don't live within their taxpayer district, they want you to buy a library card, even if you're only going to be there 10 minutes for $45 for the year.
Wow. Are you kidding?
No, I was kind of like, are you kidding when she was telling me this?
Hmm.
But, yeah, if you live about 100 miles away and just up here visiting, she'll only charge you $2 an hour.
Yeah.
But if you live closer by, you've got to pay their out-of-district for the library card to just use a computer for 10 minutes.
Wow. Well, they're trying to make some money.
Apparently.
Yeah. Apparently is right.
But yeah,
that's brutal.
I just thought that was kind of one of the biggest outrages that I've heard yet.
Yeah. I wonder if that's like that other places.
I have no idea, but that's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah. Might be. I don't know. It'd be interesting to check on that. Be interesting to see, Brian, if anyone else is doing that same thing. I get it. The outrage of the day. Brian, we're going to let you slide. We're going to make room for another caller. Jerry is listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Jerry.
Your show. I actually used to live in, up until 5 months ago, I lived in Virginia with my late wife. She passed away. She had myasthenia gravis, and she just collapsed one Saturday. So I'm grieving, and I buried her.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're dual citizens. So I moved her, I buried her here, and I came back.
Yeah.
I'm going along with Green Bay, by the way.
You are? Why do you think Green Bay? Because you think this is Aaron Rodgers' time?
I'd like to see the NFC win for a change.
Okay, I can go along with that. You want to see the NFC win. Hey, Jerry, we're out of time on this segment, but thanks for the call.
I'll call you another time.
Yeah, feel better, my friend. That's rough. We feel for you. 800-259-5791. We're going to scatter shoot on the flip side. Hang with us.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life-changed tea really changes things.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Tonight, and sure enough, that's exactly what we're doing. We're heading to Washington later in the week. We're going to look at all sides of health care and what the new health care law means to you and how much you want to see it repealed or how much you want to see pieces of it repealed, or maybe you love the new health care law. I know some people don't who are in small business. I can tell you that if you have a small business, boy, that's where it really kills you. Or if you work for a small business, and the question becomes, how many people, raise your hand if you work for a small business, how many people do, and you get health care, you got a couple of kids or whatever, and you rely on that health care. Well, when these businesses are getting notices that their premiums are going up 25%, double-digit increases, guess who's going to suffer in the end? It's going to be the employee. I think the craziest thing of the new health care law, which probably could get struck down, I doubt there's anybody that doesn't think there should be some kind of health care reform, is probably the when you have the vendor with the $600 or more. You know, think about that. Somebody that you pay to do something, they have to fill out the 1099. I mean, it can be the simplest of things. So in a small business, boy, oh, boy, they really could be buried in all kinds of tax problems there. I don't say problems as much as paperwork. And for the IRS to try to untangle that. So I saw this thing in the USA Today about unemployment and how many people are unemployed. But what was interesting is the people that are unemployed who aren't working and they're either looking for a job or plan to look, or the underemployed. See, to me, the bigger number is the underemployed. There's so many people who are underemployed. I can't tell you how many people I've met, I know, that are underemployed. So they broke this down about the whole job thing. And just a couple of questions. It's worth it if you haven't seen it. One of the questions they asked for looking, if you're looking for employment, in the past 4 weeks, have you actively been looking for a job? 81% said yes, and then the rest of them said no. Do you think in the next, this is an interesting question, do you think in the next 4 weeks you'll have a job? Only 41% said yes. And of course, because half the time, you're just a number in a sea of how many. And then, how many weeks have you been looking? 5 weeks or less, 26%. 6 to 10, 21%. These are just people that they polled. And more than 52, 16%. Oh, that's rough. Especially if you're really, really looking. Since you lost your most recent job, these are just numbers straight out of a poll that was done by the USA Today and Gallup. Since you lost your most recent job, how many different jobs have you applied for? For the underemployed, since you lost the full-time job, how many different full-time jobs have you employed, applied for? So the underemployed, none was 34%. 1 to 5 was 25%. 6 to 10, 10%. More than 50. Oh, more than 50. 6%. The unemployed, how many different jobs have you applied for? The unemployed said none. 12% said none. 1 to 5, 28%. That was the biggest number there. It's rough when you're in that situation because who are the people? I mean, what's the face of an unemployed person? What it is you've got people just struggling to pay their bills and trying to figure out how, especially if they have children, that's the tough part as to what they're going to take a job, how do they get by, trying to do odd jobs in between. I bet you some of you can relate to this because there are a lot of people who can do yard work and stuff. How many people have gotten like flyer after flyer after flyer for somebody doing yard work or kind of handyman stuff? Boy, it's like you could have five giant fires with the amount that I've gotten in the last probably year that it's that hard. I think people are just trying to string jobs together. That if you can string a couple of part-time jobs together, that's what you do. It's gotten that bad. And I don't understand how people don't get that. The people who represent us on the Hill. I mean, I can't believe those numbers because I think those numbers are wrong. I think the numbers are actually a little bit higher. I think it's really more like 10% already. I don't know. You might see something different than I'm seeing, but I don't think so. I think it's that bad. And it's been that bad for quite some time. In the spirit of scatter shooting, I think that what's going to happen, I got a couple of emails on this, and of course we've been talking about this, but the 35 people that were killed and then the people that were injured in that blast in Moscow at the arrival section in their airport there, I think that you're going to see that we're going to feel the effects here in the United States. If you're taking a trip anywhere, like we're taking a trip to Washington, D.C. this week, we'll see what it's like because, of course, Matt is going from Minnesota. I'm going from Dallas, and we'll see what actually that security thing is like for us. I think that there will be we may see a few different twists. Just a couple of days later, usually, even if it happens overseas, something gets implemented quickly. When it's like Homeland Security, you want to talk about reacting to whatever it is. It's always about reacting. It's never being ahead of the curve or, oh, let's think of this. Let's weigh the privacy. Let's weigh what we think really is effective. Yeah, we don't have time for that. Let's just react to whatever has happened. And I think that's what we'll see. There's going to be some kind of a reaction most likely. I think there's going to be some kind of a reaction most likely to that. Matt, when was the last time that you traveled?
That's when I went to watch my Vikings lose in Arizona.
2 years ago?
No, it was last year.
Was it last year?
It was only last year.
I like it was only last year.
Having fun.
Whoa, yes, it does. Okay, so that was to Arizona. So this time, this is a little bit different, and you're going to Washington, which, of course, is the center of power and gravity. And it's different when you fly into National or Reagan Airport. You'll see the difference of the security there.
Well, they upped the security since I went, too, because now they instituted the screenings and the pat-downs and all that.
Right.
So I haven't had to do any of that yet.
So maybe you're going to have a pat-down.
I don't know. I've been working out a little bit. I'm in better shape. So yeah, that's good news for whoever gets me on my first TSA date. I can't wait to get felt up like the prom.
Well, you hope that it's a female that's going to be doing that little dating
with you, maybe. You never know.
You never know what's going to happen. What's the game of search going to be? I like that. I've been doing a little working out. The key is, just like I have my baggy Tampa Bay sweatshirt on because I'm freezing, just wear baggy clothes. That's the key. The key is to get in and out as quickly as you can. So when you have a bunch of stuff, which is such a hassle, when you have a bunch of equipment, when you have a bunch of laptops, when you have a bunch of things, it's terrible for people with kids. It's got to be, especially if it's somebody by themselves and they have maybe two kids or whatever. And always it seems to me that airport security cracks down on women with children. I don't get it. Or maybe it's just what I'm seeing where they're struggling with the strollers, for goodness sake. What do you think they're doing? They're trying to hurry, get the kids don't know, and they're toddlers. They're trying to move them along and get the stroller, get them out of the stroller, get all the stuff out. It's a nightmare. It's just terrible. I don't know how they travel by themselves. I can't imagine wanting to travel by yourself. You have to have someone with you. I think if you have two kids, you have to. But I've seen it, and it's rough, and it's how they get pulled aside so many more times than some of the other people I've seen that I can't believe are being pulled aside. I just don't understand. So, I mean, what's the answers? What is the perfect security system? Do we change how we live because of radical nuts? What is it that we do that is going to ease people's minds when they go to the airport? And the answer is there is no 100% secure system. There's no 100% secure system. What is the system? If we knew, I would hope that we would employ that. The scanning, what's that doing? The x-rays. I mean, come on. So still, it's still happening. What do you think happens? I think you have to watch human behavior, as we've had several people on the show talking about, but can't profile. Even sense that someone's profiling, can't do that. No, that'd be a mistake, right?
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker. On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at Target M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Of course, that's a big address for the president. And then we're headed to Washington talking about health care and reaction to the State of the Union. It's all about mixed seating because supposedly it's going to be the Democrats and the Republicans hanging out together instead of with their cliques. And that means that you're going to have someone, you know, think of the most conservative person you can think of on the Hill. Well, there are plenty of them. Sitting next to the most liberal person that you could think of on the Hill, and you might get a little bit of that. And this was a plan devised by Senator Mark Udall from Colorado. And over the weekend, it was kind of like a phone tree. You had several senators calling up other senators and several congresspeople doing the same thing. And Eric Cantor, of course, the House Majority Leader, said that he'd be very happy to sit with Hoyer from Maryland, his Democratic counterpart, saying that if working more productively by being sitting together is the goal, well, maybe that's the first step if we, you know, do that, and that it's a gesture that probably the American people want to see. I don't know. What do you think, America? Do you care if the Democrats and the Republicans sit spread out? Does that make a difference to you? Is that going to change anything, do you think? I don't know. I mean, you think last year, or what was it now, 2 years ago, when Joe Wilson was there for Obama's speech on health care reform, and he just had the stare down because he screamed out, "You lie." And last year, Supreme Court Justice Sam Alito made a face when Obama scolded the court for a 5-4 ruling on campaign finance, right? So, will this civility thing work if you have this seating chart all over the map? And normally the seating is such a big deal. Seating is such a big deal for people anyway. Do you think seating's a big deal? It's like the wedding deal. When you go to a wedding, the seating chart is so key in laying out who's sitting where. Because, oh, you can't sit so-and-so next to so-and-so because they don't get along. Or they used to hang out, but now they don't hang out. Or they used to hook up, but they don't hook up, and he's married now. Or whatever the circumstantial things are. That's a big deal at a traditional type wedding. But seating can be a big deal anywhere. If you think about it, it's like when you go to a game and you go with a whole bunch of your buddies, there might be somebody that you'd rather sit next to because they keep score during the game or they're hilarious and you'd rather hear their comments. And if you're 15 people in the row, you like all your buddies, but you'd rather sit next to, you know, your key posse because you'll be busting on each other during the game or whatever. I know you all can relate to what I'm saying. So the seating thing actually is kind of a big deal. And to sort of scatter it all over the place, because normally, like I say, you have your pals. They have their pals. They have their cliques. So they could elbow each other when they didn't like something in the speech. But we'll see. We'll see how many people go for this bipartisan seating arrangement and how many don't. Senator Gillibrand, Democrat from New York, sitting with John Thune. Now there's your example, Republican from South Dakota, might be one of the oddest pairing if it weren't for Chuck Schumer hanging out with Tom Coburn. That can be pretty odd seating, I would say. But isn't it interesting, with everything that's going on, with all the serious things, like, is your health care premium going to be in the double digits? Are you going to have a job tomorrow? Ultimately, how much are you going to have to pay for your kids to go to college? I mean, is Social Security going to be there? What about all the nonsense with the mortgages? Because the second shoe hasn't even dropped yet. So all this stuff is going on. But what becomes one of the biggest stories of the whole thing? The seating arrangement. Where people are sitting during this speech. You know, I mean, forget the party thing at this point. How about putting the country back together? How about figuring out how to balance a budget and forget this deficit and figuring out a way so that the American people don't get screwed when they're just trying to get health care? Everybody agrees something has to be done about health care, but why is it? It's about the business side of it. It's about the insurance side. Why is it the people who can least afford it are going to get stuck? How is that? The people who can afford it, it doesn't matter. If their premiums go up, they're not going to be happy about it, but they can afford it. The people who can't afford it because their taxes went up, because their township didn't have any money, for whatever reason, they're getting nickeled and dimed to death. And then on top of that, they have to scrape together yet more money for a really important thing because they have children, and it's called health care. And some people, actually, you know what? Some people think, what a joke, you know, sitting with somebody from the other side, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So is it going to cut down on jeering, cheering, and booing, or any of that stuff? And now, so what you have, if you have everybody sit together, but should they be separated, in a sense, because it's not, you know, it's not going to make a hill of, what do they say, a hill of beans to anybody if things aren't done to ease the burden on the backs of really the middle class, because that's who keeps getting jammed up by some of the things that are coming out of Washington. I mean, let's get serious here. How about saying something about immigration and dealing with the immigration problem we have at the borders, the poorest borders? Let's have something come out in that direction. How about something solid about the economy? And how about ways to figure out how to not just talk about it and not paint broad strokes, but figure out a way to really balance the budget where everybody else doesn't have to pay for the sins of all the previous administrations? Well, they did it, and they did it before that, and they did it before that. And when was the last time we had a balanced budget? Can anybody answer that question? There you go. Can anybody answer the question? Let's play Trivial Pursuit for a minute. When was the last time we had a balanced budget? How about that? Balanced budget. Going once, going twice. Can anybody think of it? I'll give you the answer, but I'm not going to give you the answer just yet. I'm going to give you time, see if anybody can come up with the answer to that. Yeah. What are we going to hear? What is serious about this State of the Union address when it comes to the budget deficit? And I don't, it's rising above party politics. Well, what does that mean? You have to have a serious plan to make it happen, not broad strokes. It's so easy to paint broad strokes. It's so easy to say, I'm going to do this, and if I do this, and if this falls into play, we all know that. But are we going to see something concrete that's going to make a difference? I'll tell you what, I actually believe this, I think that a lot of people will watch the State of the Union address. I think that the numbers will be up, nowhere near the AFC Championship game numbers, but I think the numbers will be up. I believe there is interest in hearing what is going to come out of this State of the Union, what's going to be thrown out there as to the future of the country, where the direction the administration wants to see, you know, where Obama wants to see this, the second part, really, of his term, where it's all headed. Because this is his second State of the Union address when he steps in and goes for it. And the State of the Union, it's going to be the economy. It's the same thing. So it's the economy again. Is the speech going to be just a pep rally, or is there going to be some serious teeth in this speech? And you hear the hints about the guns, but then you also hear why touch that for fear that it's radioactive, and by opening up that door, saying something that the president would just be asking to get bombarded. So maybe it's going to focus more on the economy than anything else. And trust me, there'll be analysis waist high for the next couple of days coming out of D.C. and beyond as to what the possible new approach is. And I think that's what the people are going to be looking for. What's the approach? What's the approach this time in? What will also be interesting is the fact that this time you've got Michelle Bachmann, who certainly doesn't care about controversy, I don't think, that she's going to represent the Tea Party, because she's going to do an internet response to the president's State of the Union. How many people will tune in for that versus the Republican response? Think about it. We'll have the numbers for sure and see which way they play out bigger. The Tea Party response on the internet or the Republican response. Hang with us.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendovite.
America, when was the last time we had a balanced budget? Anybody out there in radio land able to answer that question? 800-259-5791. I think you'd be surprised by the answer. Supposedly, we usually never allow double dipping, but for this hardcore man, Dan in Texas, we will. Dan, what do you say?
I think it was 97. I think that was after the Republicans held Clinton's feet to the fire and he had already won re-election. And when in the 97, they got a balanced budget.
That would be wrong. The last time was 1957. Dwight Eisenhower actually even had a surplus.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
I thought we balanced the budget under Clinton.
No. Well, he made progress toward that, but he didn't balance the budget. He didn't balance the budget if you look at the numbers, but he did. He got credit for that. You're right. People said that. But he didn't do that. He had the least, you know, his deficit was the lowest of some of the previous administrations, or the ones after him, certainly. But it was Dwight Eisenhower, 57, where we had a surplus. Yeah,
okay.
Crazy.
I have a I have a thought about this sitting together routine. I think that's so that they can't see how many Republicans actually were in the chamber now compared to the losses that the Democrats had. And two, when Obama wants his jumping jack routine to go, they can maybe guilt the Republicans into doing the standing ovation along with them. That's just my ulterior thought there, you know. Anyway, thank you so kindly for letting me participate. I don't mean to double dip, but I just couldn't help but take care of that.
No, I'm glad that you called in. Thanks, Dan. Good to stab at it. Because you're right. Everybody gave Clinton the credit for that, and he did come pretty close and tried to, but it was absolutely Eisenhower who did it. Pretty tough. I mean, you know, the deal is that the deal is you got to think of the years, too, and what happened during those years. But it doesn't matter. Credit is where credit is deserved, and the numbers don't lie. Eisenhower had a surplus. Rick is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Rick. What's on your mind? How are you?
Where are you at?
I am still in Texas, headed to Washington.
Oh, you're in Washington,
D.C.? Not yet.
I think he's out there in Washington, D.C.
We are in a day.
Oh, well, it'll be too late. I was going to have you ask Joe Wilson if he's going to do any shout-outs this year.
There's not going to be any shout-outs when everybody's sitting next to each other like that.
Why is this
crazy.
What you had planned this time. Well,
it'll
you
be
left yet, huh?
Yeah, we haven't left yet. No. Uh-uh. Well, we will leave in a day.
Yeah. Well,
yep.
I'll get my bear tickets, I guess.
Yeah, sorry about your Bears. I'll tell you, I was rooting for your Bears. Unfortunately, they couldn't do it.
I know. I had to wait till next year.
I know. It's crazy. It's disappointing. I thought they would have played much better.
Yeah, I thought the Jets would play better than they did, but oh, well.
I like that. Oh, well.
Yeah, well.
Oh, well, you can't win them all the time.
I guess not. I thought they could play a lot better than they did. But.
I thought so, too, and it just wasn't to be. And look, you had a third stringer. You got to give the kid credit, though. He really almost drove him back.
Yeah, he done real good for not playing him, you know.
Of course. How many snaps do you think he sees in practice? How about zero or hardly any?
He plays eight times since he's been with the Bears.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's different. It's different when you're there day in and day out and you know, you might be hanging in the background, but you're the clipboard guy. No one's thinking you're getting in, especially that you're not the primary backup. No way.
No, you're the third stringer.
Exactly.
But he's done pretty good, so maybe they can give him a chance.
Or somebody else will give him a chance. Who knows?
Yeah.
He could be playing for another team.
Yeah, there's all that. Well,
yep.
Anyway, if you ain't there in Washington, you can't ask Joe Wilson for his shout-out.
Can't ask him. Sorry about that. Thanks, Rick.
You take care.
All right, you too. We can ask other things, though, and we will be doing that, as we're going to have several congressmen and maybe even a few senators on the show. Interesting story comes out of Washington talking about what's going to happen with the military. In the spring, they're going to actually allow women, a government commission, well, we'll see if it happens. A government commission is pushing the military to allow women to serve as combat soldiers. The Pentagon probably wouldn't adopt that, but they're struggling because you've got the two long wars and the new policy toward the gay troops. So what the Military Leadership Diversity Commission, a group that was put together, by the way, by the White House and Congress a couple of years ago, they were studying how to make military more fair. That's an awkward way to put that sentence, isn't it? More fair, although you can say more fair. For minorities, they're going to issue a report in March with a bunch of recommendations, including a gradual end to combat exclusion rules for female soldiers. Wow. So when you think of the amount of women, that's a pretty small minority for soldiers, just over 200,000 women last year out of a total active duty force of what was the number that I saw? 1.4 million. So Wow. What do you think of women being put in those positions? Women serve in combat roles in a few nations, Israel, Canada, but usually they're not in that spot. Last year, England decided after review that they wouldn't change the rules, excluding women from infantry or even combat. So it is unusual. The defense secretary said that they'll carefully consider the commission's recommendations, but they're preparing for other significant cultural change. So that's where the focus is. In other words, is forget the women. Right now we're dealing with what's happened with Don't Ask, Don't Tell in trying to make that become a reality. So we're focusing on that, and this gives us a reason to say, no, we're not going to have women in those positions. I mean, I guess it's fair to ask the question because war is hell, right? And war is war. Can women, and I know that there's women out there listening that are probably cringing at me even saying that, but can women meet the physical fitness that you have to be in? It's like that G.I. Jane movie. Did you see that with Demi Moore? But could you meet that physical fitness that's required to have all that heavy equipment and what you'd have to do in an infantry situation? I mean, it's one thing if you really have a woman that can do that, okay, but what if you put women in that situation and they can't physically do that? I mean, if there were certain limits, and what if you're talking about, okay, women soldiers in these dangerous, isolated areas of Afghanistan? You know, we know how the men in the Middle East think. Where the women are shrouded, they are covered from head to toe. So how does that work if you stick a woman in that situation? I'd say it'd be pretty tough. I think it'd be pretty tough. And there are exceptions to the rule. I mean, there are women that carry automatic weapons, and they probably would be fine in the heat of the battle and in the situation, and probably could do what is necessary. But in that country and serving in that position, it might be tough to think that you can implement that pretty easily. Might be tough to do that. So would there be any advantage to this? And would there be any advantage to putting women in that situation? It's an interesting question, and one that they had to give some credence to, but it was easy to shove it off and say, we got this other, you know, we already have women that are in the thick of it, and they're doing really super dangerous jobs. They're already attached to teams and doing things already that put them in some pretty precarious situations. Do you really want to go that step further? You probably have some thoughts on that. As we're up against it here at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight, send them to me at americatonight.net.
Oh, man. Talk radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay,